Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 46 to 47. They worshipped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. What amazing days these were! The believers were seeing astonishing things happening, and not surprisingly, their numbers were growing day by day. It was an exceptional period in every way, and they had the added advantage that everyone spoke well of them. In the days to come, the church would be reviled, rejected, and persecuted by other people, but this was a time of great favour. Amid all the excitement and encouragement, the believers maintained their regular rhythm of prayer and worship. In these early years of the church, the Jewish Christians continued to worship in the temple in Jerusalem or in their local synagogue, and they maintained their Jewish identity. Alongside their Jewish acts of worship, they met regularly with the other followers of Jesus. These meetings would have been in homes, which was where Christians worshipped for many years to come. The New Testament writers often referred to the importance of offering hospitality, and the reason for this was quite simply that the early church was dependent on people being willing to host meetings for prayer and worship. Our circumstances are different from these early Christians, not least because many of us worship in church communities that have their own buildings. But wherever we worship, it's vital that we maintain a regular rhythm of prayer and fellowship. Today, it would be rare for churches to meet together on a daily basis, but in these busy and distracted days, I think it's vital for us to meet together at least weekly. There's no law about this, thank God, but we do need to ensure that we're receiving regular spiritual nourishment and are able to support one another effectively. Without a regular rhythm of worship and fellowship, it's so easy for our faith to struggle. So let me ask you a question. What is your own rhythm of worship and fellowship, and how might it be strengthened? And now let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you for the blessing of church life. Help us to be faithful in supporting our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.